There ye may be also. Again, the gospel according to St. John chapter 1, chapter 14. I'm at verse 4 now. It says, and whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Verse 5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Look at verse 1 again. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe ye in God. Believe also in me. Amen. This morning I want to speak to you from the subject of how to get out of trouble. Amen. How to get out of trouble. If you live long enough, trouble is going to come your way. Amen. Not if you want to get in it or not. Amen. It's going to come your way. And it's not so much how to get out of trouble, but how to get through your trouble. Amen. Because trouble will come our way here. You know, this is an interesting setting here. We've been, this is in the context of what we've been talking about this year and what we have proclaimed and been proclaiming in this house is leaning on Jesus. 2014, we're going to lean on Jesus. And the setting here that we're dealing with in this particular, if you look back, I'm sorry, with 13 and chapter 13, and go over looking at verse 20 there. I'm sorry, going down here to verse 21. And it says, when Jesus has thus said, he was troubled in his spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked on one another, doubting of whom he spake. Verse 23. Now there was what? Leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of the disciples whom Jesus had loved. So we see the context of this, that Jesus Christ is sharing with his disciples. He is telling them that he is getting ready to be betrayed. And in this betrayal, he's going to go, amen, to the cross, and he's going to go to the Father in the midst of all of this. And we know that the disciples are concerned, and they begin to look at our brother John, the disciple called John, in whom John said, is self-proclaimed that I am the disciple whom Jesus loved, amen. And we know that based on his position or where he was sitting at, the leaning means the reclining, the bending towards. And we talked last week how the leaning also delineates the dependence upon. Amen. And so what we're saying is in 2014, we're going to depend. We're going to lean on Jesus. We want to be the disciple in whom he loves. Amen. And we can be able to say that. Amen. Because of the posture, the position, and the place that we have, amen, in his life, amen. And so this is our desire. But I want us to see here in the setting today, we see that Jesus is consoling his disciples here. Look, he says, let not your heart be troubled. Now, if you are troubled, if your family member are troubled, if you love your family member, you want to console them. You don't want them to be troubled. And so we see here, he says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, also believe in me. So we see this setting going on here. That Jesus is consoling his disciples here who are grieving at the idea of being separated from him. You hear that? They are grieving at the idea of being separated from the Lord thy God, being separated from their master, their teacher, their leader. They are the disciples, and they have followed him all through since he had come into their life. They had followed him, I would suppose, faithfully. But he's getting ready to tell them now, I'm going to console y'all because I got to go. But when I'm going to a place. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And when I prepare that place, I'm going to come back for you. They didn't want to hear any of that. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to hear any of that. But as I was studying this out, what we see here that Christ is setting before them, Brother George, the joy of heaven. And he's setting that before them, but he's telling them, I'm going on to prepare this place for you. But he also tells them that he ensures them that they know the place and they know how to get there. That's what he's saying. Look at verse 5. Verse 4. And whither I go, he says, well, you know. And the way, you know. See, but what's interesting about this, Thomas sees a double problem with Jesus' response. I mean a double problem. He don't say there's just one problem. There's two problems. He says the first problem is we don't know where you're going. And secondly, we don't know how to get there. You know what I'm saying? And they're sitting here troubled. They're troubled because they don't know where he's going in the destination or how they're going to get there. And so essentially what's happening here, the disciples are at a place and they had determined without Jesus Christ in their lives, they are lost. and they are also in trouble. Oh, my God. Without Jesus Christ in our lives, we will feel our way. We can feel it lost and also troubled in our spirit without him. And this is why we got to lean on Jesus. Because if you don't lean on Jesus, you will get lost in this thing called life. And you will feel troubled throughout life if you don't lean upon Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm leaning. I'm leaning, man. See, and this was a situation. He was not only leaving them, but they were troubled because they felt like I'm being left all alone in my situation. Amen. I'm going to face persecution. Amen. I'm going to have trials. I don't have any wealth. I don't have any friends. And certainly the people don't honor us for running with Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So they are afraid that they're going to be left, that Jesus Christ is abandoning them. And boy, they felt like they were in trouble. Amen. I'm here to tell you, boy, when I sense I feel like I've done something and have separated me from my God, amen, I feel troubled. Amen. I don't know about you. I feel all alone. Amen. And I desire to be with him. And so we're going to learn today how to continue to lean upon Jesus. But we're going to talk specifically about how to get out of trouble. Somebody might be sitting here today troubled in your spirit. You might have trouble on your doorsteps. And if you've lived long enough, you're going to go through some trouble and deal with some trouble. It might not be trouble that you start. Somebody else might start the trouble. But I'm here to tell you, if you have Jesus Christ in your life, you ain't got to be worried about the trouble. Amen. So he's sitting here. Look what he says in verse 1. He says, let not your heart be troubled here. Now, the indication that they are in trouble, Sister Kendra, it leads me to some observations here. I was looking at this. Look at verse 1 again. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. The first observation I have, they weren't leaning on Jesus. They were not leaning on Jesus. See, let me tell you what trouble would do. Trouble will come to distort the trust that you have in Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? Trouble will come to distort. Somebody say distort. I mean, make it look ugly. Don't make it look right. The trouble will come to distort the trust that you have in Jesus. Look what he said. He says, let not your heart be troubled. He says, what? Ye what? Believe in God? Then he says what? Believe also in me. We know that word believe me. It deals with faith. It believes in trusting him. It believes having confidence and depending upon him. And what Jesus Christ is saying, let not your heart trouble you. You believe in God, believe also in me. So if he's telling you believe in God, believe also in me, it tells me that they weren't leaning on Jesus. They didn't have any faith and trust in him. If he asked y'all, if y'all believe in God, amen, also believe on me. He said, now you don't let your trouble distort the trust. Yes, sir, it's distorted here. And so what I come to find out that trust brings clarity to my direction and confidence in whom I am following. You hear that? Trust brings clarity to my direction. See, because when they're in trouble now, they don't know which way to go. They don't know where they're going. They don't know how they're going to get there. But I'm here to tell you, he said, now, if you believe in God, believe also in me. Trust in me, because my trust is going to bring clarity to your trouble. Oh, my God. My trust is going to bring confidence in it. Once you put trust in me, you're going to have confidence in the midst of your trouble. See, this ain't the thing. It's how to get out of trouble. No, you need to know that he's in the midst of your trouble with you. Oh my, do we need to talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Amen. When they were thrown in the fire there, amen. And boy, they went in there because they would not bow. Amen. There was some trouble. They had trouble going on because they trust in the living God. You live long enough, amen, and you tell folks know that you trust God, there's going to be some trouble come to your life simply because you trust in the living God. Amen. And look, you know what happened. The Bible says, and it communicates to us about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they would not bow. They would not bow, amen, to Pharaoh's music. And you know what he said? He said, I tell you what. He said, if they don't bow, turn up the fire some more, amen. And then he said, throw them in the fire. And you know what happened? Threw them in the fire. The Bible says that the Pharaoh was looking. He said, I thought we put three of them in there, amen. And he said, what did he end up saying? He says, I see a fourth person in there, and it looks like what? the Son of God, the Son of God. And what I'm saying unto you, these men did not have misplaced faith. Their trust, although trouble was on the scene, amen, they could see beyond the fire because they had a trust, amen, in the Lord thy God. And what Jesus Christ is saying to these men here, that he says, be not troubled in your heart. He says, if you believe in God, believe also in me. What he's saying is have trust in me, because I'm telling you, he's saying trouble would distort the trust that you have. And I looked at this another way when I began to observe that. He says, son, he said, this is what having faith in Jesus doing, leaning on Jesus. He says, trust settles your trouble. The trouble is still there, but when you put trust in him, instead of that taking over your mind and troubling your spirit, he says, when you put trust in me, it settles the trouble. Oh, my God. The trouble is still there, but it settles it on out. You see what I'm saying? Where it don't have no more control over you because your trust is in him. Your trust and your confidence has been placed in him. I'm talking about how to get out of trouble today, amen. Somebody, look, this might not be your appetite for the day, but you better hold on to this, amen, because you will need this word, amen. You might need it by the end of the day or by the end of the week. You got to figure out how am I going to get out of trouble. And what I'm telling you, you got to trust him. He said, if you believe in God, believe also in me, because my trust, amen, because if your trouble would distort the trust that you have in me. So you got to trust me. You got to have faith and confidence in me. Amen. So I can bring clarity to your situation. And you can have confidence in me, your God, that I'm going to bring you in it. I'm going to bring you through it. I'm going to bring you out of it. Amen. So this is the first observation. They were not leaning on Jesus. Let's look at verse 2 here. It says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. See, because they had this trouble in their life, I observed that they were not prepared for the place that he had prepared for them. They were not prepared for the place that he was going to go prepare for them. They were troubled. And he says, now I go. Now he says, now don't be troubled now. He says, if you trust and believe in God, believe in me. Then he says, I go into a place. I go into a place where my father's place, there's many mansions. And he says, I go to prepare a place for you. I'm going to prepare. But what I understand, when you got trouble in your life, when trouble is overtaking your life and you don't no longer have trust in him or leaning on him, that means you ain't prepared to go to the place that he went to go prepare for you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. They weren't. He says, now, I'm going to go. They didn't want him to go. But he says, I'm going to prepare a place. In my father's house are many mansions, many dwelling places. And I'm going to go prepare a place for you. But don't go, Jesus. We don't want you to go. He said, be not troubled. Because I'm going to go prepare a place for you. And then I'm going to get you, and then you're going to come go and be with me. And we're going to go and be with the Father. Amen. Boy, there's something about Jesus. Amen. There's something about this name. So we observe these things here. There's a third observation we see here. Look at verse 3. That was the second thing. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may also be. The third observation I want to give to you is in verse 4. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. See, I believe this. If they were troubled about this situation, I believe that they were not paying attention to what Jesus Christ, when they were following Jesus Christ. They weren't paying attention. Now, Jesus says, now, you know where I'm going. And you know the way to get there. But they over here troubled. My observation, what the Holy Ghost gave me is that when they were following him, they weren't paying attention. Oh, God. I know. Let me bring it down to earth, okay? This is the way here. Have you, see, when you, some of y'all folks got a little time here. When you got kids, you they need to have license, they're getting close. I'm going to let you in on this. You could have took them, you've been taking them to school all the days of their life. I'm telling you, you take them the same route, the same way the whole days of your life. I remember when Matthew got his license, we said, son, you ready to drive to school? You know what he said? I don't know how to get there. Brother, we've been taking you every day. But look, I'm just using my son for example. Some of you the same way. You riding with somebody else. You ain't worried about how to get. You could be riding to work with somebody. You know, been riding and now it's time for you to go. Oh, God, you've been going there. I don't know how to get there. Let me get this, that. Oh, I see some bumping and some hitting there. But you hear what I'm saying? Jesus Christ saying, you know where I'm going and you know how to get there. You don't know why? Because you've been going with me the whole time. I've been telling you all along. If you have been following me, so our observation is that they were not following. They were not paying attention when they were following. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Sarah had to do this for me last week. Amen. Thank God. Amen. So they were not paying attention. And when you don't pay attention, when you're following him, you're going to be feeling like you're in trouble. He with you the whole time, but you ain't looking what he's showing you, what he's teaching you, what he's revealing unto you. You know, I'm just following him. Yeah. Now, you got to follow intently. You know, we talked last week, Pastor Allen, it's more just to be here, but I want to be near. All of us are here, but I want to be near. I want to be the one, amen, right near him, leaning upon him. That's what I want to be. Because when I'm leaning and when I'm near him, I'm watching every move. I'm watching his hands move. His feet. I'm listening to every word that he says. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ says, you know where I'm going and you know how to get there. But they responded, you know, but they were not following him because they were troubled. They were troubled in this thing. Now let's look at I want to give you another observation here. Look what he says in verse 5. Look what Thomas says. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Now, either Jesus lying or they lying, you know. He said, you know the way. You know how to get. I done show you the way. You've been following me. You know where I'm going. Amen. And you know the way. But he said, but Thomas said, Christ, your Lord. He said, we don't know. He said, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? He said, we don't know how we're going. We don't know where we're going. We certainly don't know the way. And this is what the Holy Spirit showed me. They never thought that they would have to navigate life without Jesus physically in their life. That's an observation. They never thought they would have to navigate life without Jesus physically in their life. It's much accustomed to two people that have been married for years and have not only been dependent upon God, but have been dependent upon one another. And all of a sudden, something happens to that one. It's the same type of feeling that I don't know if I can navigate through life any longer because that one that I love, that one that I've treasured, that one that God has given me in my life has gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. Perhaps before I had determined that or expected that to happen. Amen. And so I don't know if I can navigate through life any longer. This is the feeling that these men, they didn't have that type of feeling, or this is the type of feeling that they were observing and they were having, that they were feeling like, man, Jesus is going to leave us. And because he's going to leave us physically, we cannot navigate through life without him physically in our lives. And so this is an observation that we have here. But what I really like about all of this is no matter what trouble does to us, Jesus not going to leave us out there in the midst of trouble. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Even if we forgot, even if we ain't acting right, even if we nervous in the service, even if we're letting trouble distort the truth and the trust and the confidence and the clarity that we're supposed to have in our lives, Jesus still won't let us go. His grace and mercy, his goodness, his loving kindness towards us is so good. He said, well, I'll tell you what, since you don't know the way, since you don't know the destination, and since you don't know any of that, let me go on and remind you. And he does this in verse 6. Jesus said unto them, I am what? The way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father, what? But by me. So he said, now I got all these observations. Y'all boys not doing what you're supposed to do. Your trouble in your heart. I'm ready to go until the Father. I told you that I'm going. I got to go. That's my assignment in the earth. I'm going to go to the Father. And when I'm going to go and what I'm going to do, I'm going to prepare you a place, because in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. And I believe this is why he left them. He left them because they had to get their act together. You hear what I'm saying? Y'all need to hear this thing. Look. The Lord wants us to prepare us for the place that he has for us. He goes ahead of us. The Bible talks about him being the true tabernacle. Oh, my God. The tabernacle of the tent of meeting will go before the people. And wherever it rested, guess what? The people rested. Oh, my God. He is my tabernacle. He is the true tabernacle. And so he wants us to follow him. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. So he's that tabernacle that goes on. Amen. And when he goes and whatever he says, he said, this is the place for you to rest. This is the place for you to rest. But they were troubled, man. They were troubled because he was leaving. But what he was going to do was prepare a place of rest for them. He's going up to glory. You hear what I'm saying? He's going to be with the Father. He said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions up here. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. But I got to come back and get you. And when I, look, in the midst of me going and coming back, y'all need to occupy till you come. Amen. You need to keep trusting in me. You need to keep your eyes looking to the hills from which cometh your help, and declare that your help comes from the Lord. I want to show this to you here because I want you to understand that Jesus wanted them to be there, but he told them, but you can't come right now. he was telling them this all along. Look up at John 13 and look at verse 31. John chapter 13, right in the neighborhood. Are you there? Look at verse 31. It says, therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now the Son of Man, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. And when he had gone out, he was talking about Judas. Because he says, Judas is the one that getting ready to betray me. And when Judas went out, he said, now, Judas, whatever you're going to do, do it quickly, buddy. Do it quickly. He says, now, when Judas went out, he said, the Son of Man, the Son of God, getting ready to be glorified here. Look what he says in verse 32. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him. Look at verse 33. This is Jesus speaking to him. He says, little children, yet a look like, now, think about this. Look how he was speaking to them, little children. That it bears what we talk about. If they were mature in the things of God, I think they would have been ready to go. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? But they weren't ready to go. He said, little children, little children here. Now look, he says, little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you, he says, now, whether I go, you cannot come. He's talking about you can't come right now. You're going to be able to come. But where I'm going right now, you can't come. I got to go. First of all, be glorified. I'm going to go up there and prepare your place, but I'm going to come back to get you. But right now, you can't come. Now, look what down. He goes on to say this. Look down in verse 36. He says, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whether goest thou? Jesus answered him, whether I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me what? Afterwards. He says, after I go take care of the business of the Father, he says, while I'm there, I'm going to prepare a place, but I'm coming back for you. Amen. And you know when he's coming back, brother. He's coming back to get the saints, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and they that remain shall join him in the air. Amen. And we shall be with him. Amen. Hallelujah. So we see this here, that Jesus is preparing them and telling him, I got to go do some things for the Father. I got to go be glorified. I'm going to give my life, and I'm going to go and be with the Father. But boy, they were nervous in the service. They were troubled. And I'm here to tell you, if Jesus Christ, if you're not leaning on Jesus, you got every right to be troubled. You know what I'm saying? If you're not dependent upon him, trusting him, having faith in him, you have every right to be troubled. And I'm here to tell you, you will be troubled. But if you got him in your life, you can be confident. Amen. Even though he's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession, everything going to be all right in your life. Yes, sir. He is, amen, my real God. Amen. He, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. His angels are encamped around about me. They're even ministering unto me. Amen. What I'm saying unto you, although he is there, amen, he is protecting me. And then he told me, he says, do not be, he tells the disciples in another text, he told them, don't worry, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He told them, I'm going to send what? A comforter unto you. I want you to see this thing here. Look at verse 14 and 27. Look what he says in 14 and 27. Now, 14 and 1, if you're there, look at 14 and 1 first. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. You see that? Now he's talking to him now about the Holy Spirit getting ready to come. Look at verse, then look what that's all up between verses 15 and verse 26. But look at verse 27. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, what? Neither be afraid. He said, now look, I'm getting ready to go, and since y'all nervous in the service, I'm getting ready to drop some of my peace upon you. It's the same peace that was with you all along. But I'm going to give you some of my peace. And the peace I'm going to give you is not going to be the peace that the world can give you. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm going to give you some peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Some joy unspeakable and what? Full of glory. I'm going to make you dance in the midst of your trouble. Make you dance in the midst of your trials and your tribulations. Amen. And all of that that's coming against you. Now, he didn't say he was going to take it away. He said he's going to be with you in the midst of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Look, say, come on, trouble, because trouble ain't doing nothing but making me trust in my God. Oh, my God. Ah, oh, my God. Ah, come on, trouble. You bring it on, devil. Bring the best that you can bring on, because I'm leaning on Jesus in 2014. I mean, from here on out for the rest of my life, I'm going with Jesus. Amen. I'm going with them. And Jesus said, now, if you're not going to get with me, you're going to be troubled. You're going to be troubled, but I'm going to give you peace. And not only did he give them peace, he gave them the precious gift of the Holy Spirit to fill their hearts, to comfort them, to lead and guide and direct them, to bring them in remembrance of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, what he said and what he done. Because this is what we need to have into our remembrance, because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So if you find yourself in trouble today, what you going to do? I'm here to tell you, you got to trust Jesus that he's going to lead you through your trouble. Well, why can't I trust him, Pastor? Number one is because Jesus is the way. Look at your neighbor and say, he the way. He the way. It don't matter how you trying to get there. I'm here to tell you, he the way. Jesus is the way. If y'all confused in your household, if all World War III breaking out, maybe it's because you're trying to do it your way. Amen. And maybe we just both need to get on our knees, amen, and bow down and say, Lord, it's going to be your way. Amen. Your way, Yahweh. Amen. It's going to be your way. Your way, Yahweh. We want your way here. And so we see Jesus begin to talk about, look over at John 10 and 9. We're going to lift these three things up, and then we're going to close out here. Jesus is the way, and he is the way, somebody say, that leads to the Father. Hallelujah. Look at John chapter 10, verse 9. Are you there? Yeah. We see here that Jesus, of course, is the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd. But we see here in verse 9, he says, I am the door. Somebody say the door. He says, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be what? Saved. And he shall go in and out and find what? Pastor. So we see he's giving the example of him as him being the shepherd, the sheep. Hallelujah. And we being the sheep. And what's going on there is, he says, now, if I am the door, if you come through the door, not only will you come in, but you'll go in and out into the pastures. Amen. So we see that Jesus is the way that leads unto our Heavenly Father. Amen. Somebody say, he is the way that leads to the Father. Now, what's interesting here is, in him, God and man meet. In Christ. Because we're going to see at the end, Jesus Christ is going to say, no man can come to the Father except he come by me. Not only is he the way, he is the door. Amen. He is the door for the way. What I'm saying is, see, you can't go to the Father, amen, on your own merits. On your own hard work, on your own looks, on your own dreams, on your own stuff. Now, he said the only way you can go through the Father is you got to come by me. Now, if you want your mansion in the sky, hallelujah. If you want your place of rest, amen, not just there, but here, if you want that, you got to know that I am the way. I am the way that leads to the Father, amen. And the Father is the one that loves you. The Father is the one that comforts you. The Father is the one that assures you. But he says, I am the way to the Father here. Now, I thought about this, that not only does he meet man, but he brings man and God together. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the mediator between God and man. You know, look, the Bible talks in Isaiah chapter 35, talks about the highway, talks about a highway we're going to walk down. Amen. Can't nobody evil. See, but Jesus Christ is kind of that intercourse, that interstate highway between us and God. You know what I'm saying? He is the mediator between God and man. He cooks man. We connect with God only through Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ said, look. He said, now, if you don't have me, you will be troubled. But if you have me in your life, I am the one that can make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. With God, I mean, with men, the things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible with him. So there's a possibility in your life. When you have, I don't care what education you have, I don't care you bankrupt, whatever it looked like, there still is a way. There still is a way, and he is the way. So if you're troubled in your life, I'm here to tell you, look into the way, look into the hills from which come of your help, because he's certainly the way. He is the way maker. He is the one that will bring you out of your situations and your circumstances. He's going to come on through it with you. Look, trouble not going to last too long. Amen. A weeping may endure for a night, but what? Joy comes in the morning. And it ain't going to be no self-joy. It's going to be some joy he's going to give to you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I came to church today. Amen. But what I'm saying to you, Jesus is the leader in the road. Yes, he is. He is the guide to those that are wandering. You hear what I'm saying? He's the teacher of the ignorant, and he's the example to everyone. You know what I'm saying? He's the example even to the heathen. He's the example to everyone. I'm telling you, he is the way that leads us to the Father. I'm telling you, boy, if you want to know how to get out of trouble, follow him. Follow him. If you follow him, you're coming up out of it. You're coming up out of it. And so we must stay and keep our focus upon him and follow him through obeying his instructions. Say, I got to obey his instructions. I mean, I got to obey the word. Yeah, I got to obey that word. Amen. I got to, somebody say, imitate his example. Yeah, I'm be just like him. I'm going to do what he done. That's why I'm saying I'm following after. I'm looking at I'm so close, leaning on him. I'm looking at how he just carry himself, how he walk, how he talk, how he does everything. Amen. I'm talking, I'm walking with him. I'm going to follow him because Jesus is the way. If I'm going to get into my promised land, I got to have a promised man. I'm telling, his name is Jesus. He's the promised man that's going to bring me into my promised land. You need to hear this thing. Oh, God, I don't know what your plans and your desires are, but I'm here to tell you, if Jesus is not in the midst of it, you're going to come up bankrupt. You're going to come up at the end of life and say, man, I missed this thing. I took a detour on the wrong highway. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I don't care how gangster you are, what you think you got going on right now. If Jesus is not in the midst of it, you're going to end up in trouble. You're going to end up in trouble. So Jesus is the way. He said, no, I'm going to straighten y'all boys out. Y'all, I know you saying, well, I don't know. But I don't know, Pastor, where he going, and I don't know how to get there. Well, Jesus Christ said, all right, I'm going to tell you. I'm the way. I am the way. I don't care where you're at right now. You need to know. How am I going to get out of trouble? You got to follow him. He's the way. I got to realize and recognize this. No matter how much success comes my way, no matter to what rank, or what position or what posture or prosperity that this world offers and gives unto me, he said, this world ain't going to give you the peace that you need. The peace that you need comes from me. See, you can get all of that and you don't have Jesus, you'll lose your mind. You'll lose your mind. You got to have Jesus. Jesus is the one who will help you keep it all together, help you from losing your mind in the midst of trouble and chaos going on around about you. I was meeting with an elder here, I think, on Tuesday. I come right out of the gasoline. I come right out of the fire that day. I mean, I'm telling you what, bro, that thing was still up on me. The elder said, Pastor, we going to pray. And boy, we prayed over that salad. Elder was listening to the Holy Ghost. Elder said, look, we going to deal with this thing, Pastor. And we praying over our food. You know, you don't pray long over your food, right? But elder kicked that thing in the overdrive. You were obedient unto the Lord. He said, we going to take Pastor's situation, and we going to take that trouble, and we're going to bring it to the trusting hand of the Lord Almighty God. I'm telling you, man, peace come up in that place. We were there playing. I said, look, man, I'm leaving it alone. I'm up off of it now. It's gone. Let's talk business. Amen. I'm telling you, look, you all of us can fall in some trouble. You can go into work and walk into some trouble. I can tell you, I walked into some mess on Tuesday. And I'm telling you what, I couldn't even eat lunch. Man, I was on the go all day long, dealing with a bunch of foolishness and craziness. Trouble. And I'm telling you, something woke me up that morning and said, get down there. And all the trouble that was going on with everybody that I had prayed for that morning at work. But I'm telling you, the trouble needed to happen because God right-sided that thing. Yes, he moved some folk out of the way. You need to hear this thing, man. He cleared up some stuff. Amen. Because trouble ain't going to last too long with his children. You know what I'm saying? Boy, he came and moved and wiped some stuff out of the way. Let me tell you, he wiped it out. I'm over. I leave work early. I was double booked that day. I had another brother to meet with at 4 o'clock. I had Elder to meet with at 6. I said, brother, can we go to 6:30? And I was with another brother. The time, and I come up with the brother at 4 o'clock, met him at McDonald's. I said, brother, I'm going to be eating at 6:30. I need to get something. So I got me a little coffee. I got one of those, you know, caramel mocha, you know, yeah. That fancy stuff. I got me one of those things. I'm not too much of a big coffee drinker. I drunk that thing before I know I was shaking, man. So me and this brother talking, and I get a text. And I'm here to tell you, God dealt with the situation when I was outside of the plant. They said, look, the guy wrote me and said, HR is walking them out the plant. They gathered all their stuff and woke them up out of the plant. Oh, look. See, what I'm saying is, look. The situation wasn't bothering me, but it was bothering one of my supervisors. And if it's bothering my supervisor, it's bothering me as a good leader. And I say, Lord, I know that ain't right. That's demonic and that's foolish and that's up under my watch. And I'm here to tell you, I'm at McDonald's sitting down and I get a text and I didn't know this was going to happen. They say they marching them up out of here. Belongings and all, marching them right up out of here. You hear what I'm saying? What I'm saying to you, God will remove your trouble. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, he is. You want to know why? Because he is the way. And you stick with the way. You stick. Don't worry about the trouble. Stick with the way. You stick with him and live for him. And I guarantee you, he'll clear up the situation. Had another situation I was dealing with. Had to go deal with that one as well. Tuesday was one of them blockbuster days, boy. I'm telling you, it was one. Yes, sir. It was one of those days. But I'm here to tell you what I'm preaching to you. I ain't just fantasizing to you. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you, amen, he is the way. He is the way. And if you stick with him, trust him, follow him, look like him, dwell with him, look at his example, look at all these things. And I'm telling you, he'll never leave you, neither will he forsake you. Well, the second thing is, he's just not the way. He is not just the person that connects God with man. He's just not the superhighway or the intercourse, the discussion between two. He don't just connect us together, but he also say, I'm the truth. He said, I'm not just the way, but I am the truth. Turn to John 1 and 17. I want you to see this. John 1 and 17. I'm going to do it. You sure enough right. Amen. John 1 and 17. Hallelujah. John 1 and 17. I'm talking about leaning on Jesus, how to get out of trouble. Oh, my God. Is your marriage in trouble? Lean on Jesus. I'm telling you, lean on him. Trust him. And I'm telling you, oh gosh, trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Don't let that trouble overtake your life. Trust him. He's with you. He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. He's going to bring you through the trouble. He knows what you need and what you don't need. He knows. He knows. Are you at John chapter 1, verse 17? Amen. Hallelujah. And it reads, for the law was given by Moses. You see that? It says, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and what? Came by who? The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says, not only am I the way, but I am the truth. And we know that the Bible teaches us, John 8 and 32 says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Set you free. That's John 8 and 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You know how he says, Lord, leave them in the world. Don't take them out of the world, but sanctify them. Sanctify them with thy word, for thy word is truth. For thy word is truth. Jesus Christ is truth. He says, I'm not only the way, but I am the truth. Now, he is the source of all truth. He is the fountain of truth. You know, I taught a message some years ago that how he is the true bread. Oh, my God. Yes, sir. He not only the true bread, but he's also the true what? Vine. He says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall have what you will. You know, you shall ask what you should want, and it shall come to pass. But I'm saying, he says, I am the vine and you are the branch. He always had to bring clarity to those disciples. He says, now, Moses gave them bread, but he says, nah, I'm bread that come down from heaven. Amen. I'm true bread. Amen. I'm not only true bread, but I'm the living bread. Amen. For the word of God is quick. It's alive. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. He says, not only am I the way, but I'm the truth. He says, I am the fountain of truth. I am the pillar of truth. He says, I am truth, man. He says, I am truth. And so I think about this. He's not only says that he says, I'm the true bread. I'm the true vine. He says, I'm the true light. I'm the true light. Whatever, everything else out there flicking, I'm the true light. I am the true light. And those that are in darkness, amen, hallelujah, if they follow me, they shall not walk in darkness, but what? The everlasting light. And then I said earlier, he says, I'm the true tabernacle. If you want some rest, I am the one you're going to get some rest. This is why it says, take my yoke. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. He says, learn of me, amen. He said, then I'm going to give you some what? Some rest, amen. Do you want some rest in your life? Not only is he the way, but Brother George, he's the truth. He is the truth, amen. And see, this is what you got to understand. See, when you trust that he is the way, you're going to follow him. But when you know that he is the truth, you know that amen, that there's no wrong in him. You see what I'm saying? Nah, he's not fallible. I mean, he's not going to make mistakes. He's not going to do the wrong thing. He's not going to cut the wrong way and then decide to cut back one way. No, I'm telling you, you could put your trust in him, because not only is he the way, he's the truth. He is the fountain of truth. Everything in him is truth. In him is truth, and there is no lie in him. I'm talking about, man, how to get out of trouble. I'm talking about, you got to know that he is the way, and you also got to know that he is the truth. He says, but not only I'm the way, and I'm the truth, he says, I am also the life. I'm the life. You know the scripture there over in John chapter 10. You don't need to turn that 10 and 10. He says, the thief comes to do what? Kill and destroy. But he says, I've come to do what? Give you life, and that what? That more abundantly. So he come to give us that, and that more abundantly there. So I want us to turn to one more scripture, and then we're going to be going down here. John chapter 11. I want you to see this, because this deals with him as the life. And as the life, he's the life giver. Somebody say life giver. He gives life to every man that comes into the world. He gives us life. He is the life giver. He gives life to those that seek him and serve him. Amen. Are you at John? What did I say? John 11, thank you, verse 25. John 11, verse 25 here. We know this story. Look at verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. We know the deal. Lazarus in the tomb, smelling, stinking, and all of that. And here comes Jesus, always coming in his time. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the light. He get ready to tell her, I am the resurrection and the light. Look what he's getting ready to say right here. It may look dead. It may look like it's in trouble. But if you trust me, I'll bring life to it. You know what I'm saying? I'll bring some life to your situation and your circumstances. I'm telling you, it goes on to say here in verse 22. He says, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. You know what I'm saying? Whatsoever you will ask God. So you got to know that Jesus is the way. And he is the truth. He said, whatsoever you ask God, God, I know he's going to give it to you. You want to know why? Because I'm the one going to be talking to God. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Whatever you ask in my name, the Father going to get. Because that's what he said when I leave this place. Now, what you need to do when you talk to the Father, you talk to him in my name. Because I am not you. You ain't the way. Oh, my God. This is what we. You ain't the way. And you ain't the truth. And you ain't, I know you think you giving like, nah, it ain't about you. Amen. It's not about us. Amen. It's about Jesus. You see, man, these songs would come so life to you. When you get into this word, these songs will become real to you because we're not the way. And we're not the truth, and we're not the light, but he is the way. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. So we see him over here, and he said, now, whatever you ask, he said, now, Jesus said in her, 22, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection in the last day. Now, so she's thinking, all right, he's going to rise again in that place that's going to be prepared, that place of glory, heaven or whatever, he'll rise again in that day. But look what Jesus says. He says here, verse 24, Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the what? The life. He that do what? Believeth in me, though he was what? Dead, yet shall he what? He shall live. He shall live. He that what? Believeth in me, yet he was dead, he shall live. Why? Because he is what? The resurrection and the life. This is why Paul says, I want to know him. That's why I count my life but dung. I count it lost that I may know him, the power of his what? Life, the power of his, the fellowship of his suffering, and been made even conformable on what? Unto his death. I'm talking about you got to be his example. What'd you say, Paul? You got to die. Yeah. Look, if he's going to be the way, the truth, and the life in you, you got to die so he can come alive in your life. Oh, my God. He wants to life you. He wants to take over you so you can lay hands. Because when you lay hands on the sick, it's just like Jesus laying hands on the sick. You know what I'm saying? When you declare a certain thing, it's just like Jesus. Just like Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. I believe Jesus will use you the same way. Say, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. If you believe in God, believe on him. Believe on Jesus Christ. And you shall have resurrection. And you shall also have life. He was dealing with Martha about that very thing. He says, if you believe upon me, the Father do, for I am the resurrection and I am the life. I want to end here with saying, Jesus said this. At the end of that particular scripture, the text, he says it this way, no man can come to the Father but by me. This is interesting. I thought about this, and as I was writing this morning, what came to my spirit, Elder, was that a fallen man must come to a God that is a judge. A fallen man. But he cannot come to him as a father without Christ. A fallen man, he can only go to God as a judge, but not as a father. The only way he can go to God as a father is through Jesus Christ. Can't no man come to the Father except by me. You hear what I'm saying? No man. I'm talking about the come, because if you're going to go to him as a father, you're going to have to receive him as a father. But you can't go to God. All these folks, we're saying out here, well, there's so many different ways to God. Nuh-uh, there's one way. And that's why we ask that question. Do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? You could be talking all this God stuff all you want, but do you know him as your Heavenly Father? And you'll know him as your Heavenly Father. Matter of fact, this is the way the Bible says that no man can really call him, can call Jesus, Jesus, except by the Spirit of God. You got to have the Spirit of God really to even to receive who Jesus Christ is. Amen. And you got to receive Jesus in order to know God as your Heavenly Father. Amen. You can't go some way out the way and going to work your way. Now, he says the one that comes up another way is a thief and a robber. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ said, I am the door. He was saying, I am the way. Amen. He was saying, out of the way. Some other things that the Lord gave me. We cannot perform the duty of coming to God by repentance and acts of worship without the Spirit and the grace of Jesus Christ. You hear what I'm saying? You can't go get right with God without Jesus. Because Jesus is the one that you come to confess your sins. He is the one that takes your sin and cleanses you. You can't get to the Father. You can't just do acts of repentance and worship without acknowledging Jesus. Without acknowledging Jesus. You know, this is what he says. He says, no man cometh to the Father. I like this because look what the writer did. Look what he says. No man cometh to the Father. That verb lines up more with Jesus, with the Father, than Jesus with us. He didn't say no man goeth to the Father. He said, but no man can cometh to the Father except they come by him. He put that cometh is like Jesus over here with the Father. You know what I'm saying? He didn't put Jesus over there. Now he put Jesus over here with the Father. And if you're going to get with the Father, you got to come by him. You got to come by him. And I'm here to tell you, church, trouble is going to come your way. You might be dealing with trouble, whatever it is. But I'm telling you, he is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. He's always going to be it, no matter what happened, no matter what decision you make about it, how you feel, whether you agree with it, whether ever you want to. But I'm here to tell you, his word is truth. And he said he is the way, amen, and he can make a way out of no. I know that to be a fact. And he is the truth, George, I'm telling you. When I think I'm going my way, nah, he straightens me all back up with that truth. And he is the life. He is my life, George. He is my life. I don't have much to live for. Amen. I don't have much to live. What we got to live for? Think about it. I feel like going on. God, my Lord, let's say something. I feel like going on. I was putting this together, and I was meditating on it this morning. That song, you hear this song played at funerals a lot. We're not going to sing it, but it's, I'm going over yonder to be with my Lord. See, that's that whole thing. I went to go prepare a place for you. But the thing about that song, you can't go over yonder without him. Amen. You can sing that all day long. I'm going over yonder to be with my Lord. The Lord, if you understand the scripture, he coming back to get you. No. You ain't gonna make your way over there by yourself. You ain't gonna decide I'm going over yonder to be with my Lord. No. Not without Jesus. Not without Jesus. You can sing that all you want. You can imagine it all you want. But if you ain't got Jesus, you ain't getting over yonder. No. He ain't talking about he that goeth, not he that cometh. Amen. To the Father. He ain't gonna get there unless he come by me. Amen. Until he got to come by me. I don't know where you're at in your life today. I don't know where you're at. You might be comfortable. You may be comfortable. You may be comfortable right where you're at. But I'm here to tell you, we're living in a time and a season. Out there in this world, you just cut that tube on any time of the day. And you'll see what's going on in our environment around us. And people need to know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Do they need jobs? They need jobs. But they need Jesus and jobs. You know what I'm saying? But they need Jesus. That's more than what they need. They need Jesus. You can get a job and don't have Jesus. That's just as bad off as not having a job. You know what I'm saying? Oh, somebody need that. I need to get an amen on that one right there. Hallelujah. You can get bonus. A bonus without Jesus will mess you up. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand to our feet this morning as we prepare to leave this place. How to get out of trouble. Trust that he is the way, the truth, and also the life. Amen. Let us bow our heads, please, this day.